question, what has gone wrong with young Hollywood? Honest to God, what is the problem?
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Lay Do You Remember This, a podcast about Hollywood's best worst decade, the early 2000s. I'm your host, Darlene, and today we'll be recapping episode 4 of the most boring reality show on TV, The Hills, New Beginnings. Or as I like to call it, why are the producers dying on the hill that is Justin and Audrina? Audrina. Sweet, sweet Audrina. Listen, I loved her on the NBC show First Look. It was a travel show that came on at 1 a.m. after Saturday Night Live and basically consisted of Audrina being put in situations where she was forced to, like, touch a slimy fish or surf or something, and she'd shriek and say, "This is so crazy." And it actually had a lot of charm. The woman who took over for her was no good. She had too much polish, not enough amused shrieks and squeals. But on The Hills, Audrina is forced to carry most of the drama on her tiny, angular shoulders, which she is not cut out to do. That's a job for Heidi, at least in the original Hills. After Spencer gave her that lobotomy, it seems like she too is incapable of doing that heavy lifting. In episodes 1 through 4, we've just spent way too much time on these dodo birds and their fake relationship. I would summarize it all thusly. Audrina maybe kind of wanted to date Justin. Justin maybe wanted to date her back, but then was like, "No, I don't want to deal with her kid." Now Justin is hanging out with a childless Stephanie Pratt. Audrina tells people that she and Justin kissed, and Justin is like, "Nah, we did not kiss." And then he ruffles his hair and stares off into space, probably thinking about what he's going to do for next year's Burning Man art installation. Then Stephanie chimes in and is like, "Nothing's going on with Justin and me," and I'm like, "Nothing is going on with any of you." I do not need to hear both sides to the story of did Justin and Audrina kiss, and why is he denying it? No, this is not enough. This is 2019. I could turn on Intervention and watch someone intravenously inject real, actual, potentially lethal heroin into their veins, and MTV is trying to get me worked up over whether or not two dull people touched their mouth lips. I could put on Vanderpump Rules. Their did they, didn't they involved whether or not a main cast member cheated on his girlfriend by having sex with another woman while the woman's elderly in-home hospice care patient slept in the same room they were having sex in. That is both deeply weird and dirty, which is what I want in a reality show involving a bunch of heteros. I will not be insulted with this did Audrina and Justin kiss controversy. The problem here is they've gone too scripted when the real drama outside the show seems more interesting. Audrina has a restraining order against her ex-husband after telling Child Protective Services that he was sexually abusing their daughter, which he denies. I mean, yes, that might be way too dark for a reality show, but then again, on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, a cast member killed themselves and filming continued on business as usual. So, anyway, here's some other things that happened in episode 4. Heidi and Spencer check out the venue for a party they're planning for their crystal company that's going to cost $80,000. Heidi walks around on her pink business casual crop top and blazer and says things like, "Spencer, budget," because that's what business ladies do. Heidi also calls Spencer a genius with an amazing entrepreneurial mind, like he's goddamn Mark Cuban or Barbara Corcoran, and not someone who's just running a glorified Etsy store selling crystals on an ugly black cord necklace. Later it's revealed that Brody has a band or something, which I do not care about, but I very much care about the fact that it's revealed his mother is a songwriter who wrote "I Have Nothing" by Whitney Houston, and his mother knew that Caitlyn Jenner was transgender and kept that secret for many decades. And she used to be married to David Foster, and not only that, she was married to David in 1992 when he ran over someone with his car. And not just any someone, he hit star of stage and screen Ben Vereen with his car. Also, according to her Wikipedia page, she dated Elvis for 4 years. Where is this woman's reality show? You know she has some stories, and I just know some of those stories probably have to do with O.J. Simpson in the late 80s to early 90s. Then we move on to Brody's music release party or something. The only reason for this scene was to have his mother talk to Misha about how they know each other. Many scenes with Misha involve her or someone else in the cast insisting that they know Misha from way back, and thus it makes sense that she's on this TV show. Brody's mom says how they used to go to the same parties. Guess what? Everyone in LA has been to a party with Misha Barton. I was at a Warby Parker party at the Hollywood Standard with her circa, like, 2013. I still have the branded canvas tote bag. Who cares? I don't care if anyone knows Misha. I don't care if she just saw a camera crew and then wandered onto set, as long as you're giving me some drama to work with. But I'm getting no drama. No drama. Then Brandon Lee goes shopping with a girl he has a crush on, and again, unless they get arrested for doing butt stuff in a Fred Siegel dressing room, I do not care. Brandon, did your parents not teach you anything? Have sex on camera or GTFO! Finally, the episode ends with Heidi and Spencer's $80,000 crystal party. Audrina confronts Justin about his relationship with Stephanie, and he's like, well, you have a kid, and Stephanie and I have a lot in common. We both don't have kids, and I have one younger sister, and she has one older brother. We just, like, have a lot to talk about. Are Stephanie and Justin the newest guest hosts of The View? Because those are some hot topics they're discussing. The episode concludes with some woman named Joey railing against Justin on Audrina's behalf. And if Audrina can't carry the show on her bony shoulders, and Heidi's arms are too weak to do the dramatic heavy lifting, can we please hand the reins over to this mystery woman? She's the only one who doesn't seem to have taken a Klonopin before she started filming. I don't know if the crystals got to her head, but she is vibrating on a whole other frequency than the paid cast members. Well, that was episode 4. You can take it or leave it, but either way, thanks for listening. Please rate and review the podcast on iTunes and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Check back soon for more regular episodes and other very late Hills recaps. So, you're invited to come back next week. We've got a table, and I put you on the list. For Lay Do You, remember this. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate. Feel the rain on your